Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is atomic masses and counting by weighing. The smallness of the atom means chemists need to be creative when it comes to measuring them. Trying to count one individual atom clearly is going to be very, very difficult, actually impossible. And so chemists had to come up with a way to measure. And so the first thing they did was develop a standard. And the standard is carbon-12, a very common isotope. If you were to take a chunk of coal or carbon, most of those atoms in that sample would be carbon-12. And so an atom of carbon-12, the 12, by the way, is the isotope number, the mass number, which is 6 protons and 6 neutrons. We add those together, that's how we get the 12. And it's assigned to be 12 AMUs. So now we need to know what AMU is. Stands for atomic mass unit. And so we use atomic mass units when we are measuring atoms, molecules, small clusters of atoms and molecules. If we're talking about large-scale measurements, we're not going to use AMUs, we're going to use grams for mass. Can we convert one AMU to a certain number of grams? Yes, we can. It would be an extremely low number, billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a gram, approximately. These atomic weights that we're going to come to see on the periodic chart, those are weighted averages. Let's give you an example of what a weighted average is. Let's say you take 5 tests in a class, and your average scores are 90%, 90%, 10%, 90%, and 90%. Well, if your teacher told you, well, you've got a 90, you've got a 10, well, the average of that is 50. Your test average is 50%. You wouldn't be too happy about that, and you'd be very quickly showing the teacher the error of his mathematics. Well, because like test scores, these atomic weights that we see on the periodic chart are weighted averages. It's the percentage of each isotope times its weight. Well, now that we know these weights, and they are listed for us on the periodic chart, chemists can now count large particles by weighing. Why do we need to know the number of particles? Why can't we use just mass directly? Well, we need to know the number of particles because that's how things react. So when we make water, it's 2 atoms of hydrogen and 1 atom of oxygen. We don't need their masses at this point. It's the numbers of particles. And we'll take more into that when we take bonding and some other topics later on. Here's an example outside the classroom that might help. If you were to go to a hardware store and you had to buy nails. And so you needed a lot of nails, and you weren't going to sit there and just count out 1 nail, 2 nails until you had the hundreds that you needed. And so what they do at the store is they know how much one individual nail weighs. And so if you need 500 nails, they just multiply the weight of one nail, which is known, by the 500. And they weigh that out, and they could do that very quickly. We have lots of tools that weigh mass. That's not tricky or difficult at all. We probably all have a scale at home to weigh ourselves, for instance. A lot of kitchens have scales to weigh the ingredients of a recipe. And so that's one way of counting by weighing. We can use this in a chemical sense by using the periodic chart, which has already done the math work for us. And so when we see a value on the chart, so for instance, iron, 55.85. That number is a result of all of the various isotopes of iron calculated through a weighted average. And so for iron, you've got iron 55, iron 56, iron 57, but they're not all in equal percentages, just like in carbon. Carbon 12 is somewhere about 99.8% of all the carbon atoms out there, with a smattering of it carbon 13 and even a smaller percentage carbon 14. So the value given for an element is the weighted average for all of the isotopes of that element, and that is what is represented on the chart. So we now have the framework for atomic masses and to count out these numbers of particles by weighing. Now actually, we will not be using AMUs all that often because most chemists are not going to deal with one atom or one molecule. So it's important to know it from a theory standpoint, but from a practical standpoint, we are going to be using grams. And the next podcast, we'll talk about that. It will lead into a concept of chemistry called the mole, which is one of the most important concepts of all of chemistry. And we'll see how this counting by weighing can be done quickly and easily. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of atomic masses and counting by weighing. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.